I didn't really have a opening statement. Congress, of course, is just, or at least the Senate, is starting a four-week work period today. And the House has got a different schedule. They were working last week. The Senate was on recess. The House is on recess this week. So the Congress is sort of disjointed this year. But at any rate, here in the Senate, we're going to try to see what can be accomplished over the next 4 weeks. But why don't we just start into questions on any subject? Bill, why don't we start with you?
Okay, good. Thanks very much. I'm looking at the news reports of a report from Australia that came out recently talking about the effects of climate change on Australia, the possibility by the end of the century of losing as many as 8,000 commercial buildings, hundreds of thousands of homes, hundreds of billion dollars in assets. And Australia even has a climate change minister. Couple that with the fact that Germany, in the wake of the Japanese incident, is getting out of nuclear altogether. Where should the United States be on these issues? Do these actions by other countries have any merit?
Well, I think my own view is the United States should be trying to provide leadership on dealing with climate change. I think climate change is a real issue and one where we should be taking aggressive action to deal with it. But clearly, we don't have the support we need in the Congress to do that. At this point, I think President Obama is trying administratively to do what can be done to improve vehicle fuel efficiency, reduce emissions from the transportation sector, do what can be done through a reduction of emissions with greenhouse gases coming from utilities. It's clearly not going to be adequate to the task, and Congress at some point is going to have to take action in this area. I do not agree with the decision the Germans have made to totally eliminate their use or their a production of power from nuclear sources. I think that is a step back from the efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. By far the largest portion of power produced in the world that is not emitting, that does not involve greenhouse gases, is the power produced from nuclear facilities. So I think it's unfortunate that they've chosen not to continue with that.
Well, that's their entire program. Do you agree with the part where they've closed immediately the older plants that were more like the ones that melted down in Japan?
Yeah, I think clearly if there's any safety problem that they've identified, they should be closing those plants and not using them. But I think they've gone beyond that and decided that as a matter of policy, they're not going to continue to produce power from nuclear energy, and I think, as I say, I think that's a mistake.
But in terms of their older plants, do you have an understanding of how their older plants compare with our older plants?
I do not. I know we had a hearing with the representative from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission here in this country, which of course is the agency responsible for maintaining safety of our nuclear plants, and they have done they're still in the process of completing a review, but they did not have a basis, they said, for concluding that there was a safety problem with our nuclear plants at this time.
Even the old ones?
Even the older ones, yes.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh. John Milholland, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good morning. How
morning,
you doing?
Morning, morning.
I had a question. We have we just had about five Americans killed over in Iraq, and the question has arisen that maybe it's not time for us to turn everything over to the Iraqis and allow them to be responsible for their own security. In addition to that, we're looking at the major troop drawdown that was promised coming up. Do you believe that we should be extending our American presence over there?
Well, my own view is we should try to stick to the schedule of the president has laid out and get our troops back. I think that we could keep our troops there indefinitely if we insisted upon a level of security and safety in that country, which may not be attainable. So I think the truth is we should continue to try to bring our troops out as scheduled, and that would be my preference.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Jay Melnick, are you there?
Yes, Senator. Thank you very much.
Sure.
This question is about the fires that are currently burning, the one major fire that's burning on the in the Arizona, slowly coming over to New Mexico, and definitely affecting the citizens in the Albuquerque area with the smoke. And this has to do with fuel loading, and there are some groups that don't want any to maintain the forest and to clear cut or clean the fuel loading so there's not as much fuel to burn. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I do not favor clear cutting the forests, of course, but I do think that that thinning of the forests is appropriate, and particularly in forests that have been protected from normal natural wild fire activity for decades. I think there are circumstances where we've seen too much of a buildup of vegetation in some of these areas, which make for catastrophic fires rather than normal fires. And for that reason, I think some type of work to deal with that is appropriate.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. We're back to you, Bill. Did you have another question?
Well, the question now is, what are next steps on a budget?
Well, yeah, that is the question. That's the big question. And frankly, I don't know the answer to that. The Vice President Biden is, of course, continuing these meetings with the respective leaders of the House and Senate to try to get agreement on a path forward to get get a budget agreed upon, but also to get agreement on raising the debt ceiling. That has to be done. I guess Moody's announced this last week that they would need something to be done on that in July in order that they not downgrade the debt of the United States. So there's a lot of pressure building, but I can't tell you exactly how it gets resolved.
First in the House, I take it.
Yeah, I think it'll have to be it'll have to be agreed upon both by the House and the Senate and by the White House, and I would assume that some kind of deal will be concluded in the next few weeks, but I can't guarantee that.
Okay, thanks. That's it for me.
Okay. John, did you have anything else?
No, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Jay, how about you?
I'm done, sir. Thank you
again. Okay. Thank you all for talking with me.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.